him and the leper frog is light.
Mm-hmm. You use those for what, bass?
Oh yeah, bass. Yeah.
The what do you call a kind of insect? It's a little hard to describe it. You see a lot of times over the water. It's got four wings and it's real fast and sort of darts around and sometimes hovers right on the water. What do you call those things?
Yeah, I know what you mean, but to name it.
ever called them dragonflies, or has it got another name?
I don't know. I would not know.
You never heard the term snake feeder or anything?
No, I never heard that.
Okay. If you look at a sweater like the one I'm wearing, you got a couple holes in it, you suspect you got a problem with what?
Probably with buttons.
There's no buttons on here. Something's got in and eaten it. What do you think it is?
I don't know what to think of it.
Well, a lot of times in the summertime, you're out with the light on, and there's insects circling around the light. What do you call those?
Oh, that's bugs. I call them bugs, not insects.
You don't call them moths or anything?
No, they're bugs.
What do you call a kind of bug that that glows in the dark that kids like to catch and put them in a jar or something like that?
Lightning bug?
Uh-huh. Mm. Do you have any other name for it?
No, not around here.
What do you call the different things that can sting you? Different
bees.
Okay. How about bees, I guess, make honey? How about the things that don't make honey? What do you call those different kinds?
That's a wasp.
Mm-hmm. They have different kinds of wasps?
No, there's only one that I know of.
What do you call things that, I guess they look like wasps, but they make a great big nest that sticks up in a tree usually, a great big thing about this big.
That's just a wasp. That's all I know of. I never heard of any other name. It was just a wasp.
You wouldn't call it a hornet or anything?
Hornets or something. I call them wasps.
Uh-huh. You wouldn't know about the kind of wasp that makes them
No, I wouldn't know.
How about the kind in the ground that sometimes you may be plowing and all of a sudden you get a nasty surprise when you go into their nest? Did you ever do that?
Oh, yeah. I never, what do they call them? There's a certain name for it. I don't know. There's a certain name for it.
You call them yellow jackets?
Yellow jackets be it. Yeah, that's what it would be.
If you want to fish for a big fish like a bass or something, and you don't want to use frogs, what else could you use for bait?
Could use worms.
Okay. Anything else you could use?
Well, I'm not a fisherman. I wouldn't know.
How about a little, what do you call a little small fish that you use maybe for baits?
Minnows.
Uh-huh. If you see a lot of times you maybe come back, you haven't been around for a while, you come back and you find something that's got a little web in the corner, what do you call that?
Spider.
So you call it a spider web? Or?
Mm-hmm.
You ever use the term cobweb?
Call them spider webs. You know there's a spider around.
You got a tree, say, that we'll say a willow tree that's too near the well or the water line. What would be a problem with the tree? Do you ever have problems with that?
Yeah, your roots would bring you a lot of trouble.
Yeah, you have to dig up and...
Yes. Yeah, I went through that. I know that.
Yeah, usually do.
Yeah, sure, I know that.